It was just so good. I loved every second of it. So what's your rating for it?
An A.
I figured you're gonna say that. And I'm gonna give it an A plus.
I thought you were gonna say that.
Really? You did?
Yeah.
You guessed
that?
Yeah, I did. Okay, well, I was going to say A, but then I was like, I'm going to, switch it up and trick her. Anyways.
Can't trick me.
You wait. You'll be tricked. Iron Man came out May 3rd, and I'm going to see it last weekend. It was amazing. I sat in the theater just with my mouth open. I was so into it. And my mouth was just open, and then I realized what I was doing. I was like, oh, close my mouth. It was Robert Downey Jr. is just A+, and the story was A+, and Pepper Potts, that's her name, I think. Yeah, Pepper Potts. Ugh, you go. It was just so good, like crazy good. And they just had you on the edge of your seat. Yeah, A+ on that one too. Loved it. Love it. I just love Iron Man. I love Robert Downey Jr. Love it. And Star Trek Into the Darkness is out, and I have not seen it yet, but I'm going to go see it sometime over the summer. And the reviews that I have seen are very good. People are saying that it was well worth the 4-year wait. So, yeah, I'm going to go see that. And then I keep seeing Fast and the Furious 6 is coming out, and I don't want to see this. And honestly, I think it's 6 too many. That's my personal opinion, though. Like, who cares about that dumb... The only reason that I might be able to get talked into seeing it is if Paul Walker is partially nude in it. Then I'm like, hey, that might be worth it. But I doubt he is, so not going to go see that. TV shows. Awkward. What happened in Awkward? Nice background on your computer.
Thanks.
It kind of matches mine.
It does. I know what yours is. what did happen in Awkward?
Oh, they went to that party.
Yes.
Oh, and then, this guy, he was on Glee. He played one of the warblers on Glee, and now he's on Awkward, and, they're kind of getting closer, and he's so good-looking. I'm so excited for that part, because he's good-looking. He is a dreamboat.
Dreamboat. Boop.
Oh, goodness. Okay, I need to stop looking at my computer screen because it's just too much excitement for me. Okay. Oh, crackers. Don't play this song yet. Okay. Oh, I am just a mess today. One second. Okay. So, yeah. And it definitely looks like Jenna and Matt are not... Maddie, not Matt, are not going to make it through the season.
Definitely not.
And this week as well... A bunch of Teen Wolf promos have been coming out, and it's like all the characters are in pain or like screaming for help, and it's just terrifying. But why don't we just turn to Cotty here and let you explain how you feel about Teen Wolf and tell a story. Just tell it.
Okay, so I was all alone this last weekend because LC went home. So I was like, I guess I'll watch a movie. But then I was thinking to myself... She really enjoys Teen Wolf. Okay, enjoys is a really...
Understatement.
Yeah. She loves it. And she always talks about it. And yeah, she always talks about it. So I was like, okay, I'll watch the pilot. Yeah.
That doesn't ever
happen.
I
watched the pilot, and then I watched the first 8 episodes and stayed up till 4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up about 10, continued, stayed up till 4 in the morning that day. And then I finished the season on Sunday.
She finished the 2 seasons.
Yeah, I finished 2 seasons in less than 48 hours. And it was amazing. I love all the characters. The whole cast is amazing.
The cast is the best.
All the cast is good looking,
oh,
which is just a bonus in itself. They play
beautiful.
The characters tremendously well. I just love it. And
yeah.
These promos are I've only had it I finished it Sunday and I'm dying to watch more. So I could only imagine how LC feels for not having it for 9 months.
Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm birthing it right now. I'm about to pop.
And yeah, it's, and the promos are just making me really worried because my favorite character, he's a werewolf.
He's not gonna die. If any character dies, it's gonna be Styles, and that's my favorite character. So,
and I'm gonna be upset if he dies because it's really not gonna be the same show. Like, what's Scott gonna do without Styles?
Nothing, because Styles is like the rock
exactly.
of everyone. I just love that
so
show.
So I feel like if once Styles dies, the show dies.
It does. Trust me, it does. That's why Styles is so... He's not the main character,
he's
but...
He's the key character, though.
He is the core of that show. Man, because nothing would get done without him, honestly. He gets stuff done on that show. And I just love the show, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. Less than 20 days. And I'm just so happy that someone else likes it as much as me. You don't even know. Like, it is such an underappreciated show. Just because it's on TV, don't let it fool you. Teen Wolf, good show. And then yeah. Kesha, My Crazy Beautiful World, it's new this week. And it just shows her, like, she, like, went on vacation and to write her new album. It was a good episode.
I just really like Kesha.
I do, too. Like, I really do, too.
I feel bad for the time that I didn't like her.
I know.
I mean, like, I never really disliked her, but I wasn't like, oh, I like Kesha.
Yeah, samesies. I kind of poked fun at her because, you know, she's... But
she's
no.
different, but
no.
That's what makes her Kesha.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really like Kesha.
And like on the episode her tour ended and like she was like, I don't know, it just
she was crying.
Yeah, like she seems really
genuine.
She gave
one of her like band members, I guess,
a tattoo.
Tattoo.
That's crazy. And illegal. But well, let's not get into that.
Yeah.
And then Austin and Allie is going to be new this Sunday.
8:30. I'm so excited.
I am too, even though they're not together anymore.
Watch the 2-minute beginning of the
yeah,
episode.
We found the 2-minute preview again.
Man, I wasn't even looking for it.
Last time I looked. I definitely looked.
It just
time.
Happened.
And then Glee had the season finale. And let's see, what happened on that? They won regionals. Oh, shocker there.
The other group played Wings. I thought that was really good.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't good enough to beat New Directions because that's their show. So, and then Ryder found out that Unique was catfishing him. And I called that at the beginning. And then
she did.
Glee threw me off. And I was like, okay, no, it's this character. But I was right in the beginning. I should just stuck with my gut.
That's what always happens. Once you don't stick with your gut.
Yeah, I was right. And then, okay. And then that was the whole, like, Blaine wanting to marry Kurt thing. And then it totally dropped. So you're like, okay, whatever. But at the very end, they're all in this huddle. And Kurt's there, nested, standing next to Blaine because he came to regionals to watch Blaine. And, like, it zooms out and Blaine's holding a ring box. And it's just like, that's how it ends. That's the last thing you see. And it's just like, WTF, Ryan Murphy, what are you trying to do to me?
Make you wait.
August something. I know that's when it comes back. August 20 something.
At least it's not 9 months.
Don't even get me started on the Teen Wolf hiatus. It drives me nuts.
But just think, it's 24 episodes.
I know. So I could watch it a whole 2 days with all the seasons.
All
when it
three
comes
seasons,
out.
Yep. No sleep, but that's worth it.
It is.
It's
definitely
so good.
But that leads us to our first musical break. And up next, we have celebrity gossip, including a whole bunch of Farrah Abrams nonsense. And this song, I mean, it's dear to my heart here. Do you know what song it is?
Yes.
It's very dear to my heart.
I do.
It's a shortened version of the original song.
Yep. Knew it. Called it. It's acoustic.
Yeah, but it's...
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
They need to come up with
a whole
acoustic album.
And on that note, this is DDLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is One Direction's Live While We're Young acoustic version.
Hey girl, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. Come on and let me sneak you out. Have a celebration, a
a celebration. The music up, the windows down. Yeah, we'll be doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool, and we know it too. Yeah, we'll keep doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool. So tonight, let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun. I know we only met, but let's pretend it's love, and never, never, never stop for anyone. Tonight, let's get some and live while we're young. And live while we're young. Hey girl, it's now or never. Now or never, don't overthink, just let it go. And if we get together, yeah, get together, don't let the pictures leave your phone. Oh, yeah, we'll be doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool. So tonight.
Gosh, just I can't.
You can.
That was One Direction with Live While We're Young. Oh, I couldn't even enjoy it because Akadi over here having to like be all sassy about things. I made an exaggeration and then she's like, actually, it's actually this and this and this and then this and this and this. And it's like, oh, well, excuse me, sorry. It seems
she
like
really believed it, though.
No,
so
I was
just,
oh my God, it was just most of it. I'm just saying, like, he's in the majority, in the middle of most of them, okay? Oh, my gosh. But anyways, that song was amazing. Don't lie, it was. Harry's voice. Angels crafted his voice.
I've listened to it 169 times.
Hands.
And I downloaded it, like, 2 days ago.
It was just beautiful. It's a beautiful version, and his voice is beautiful, and he's beautiful, and it's a beautiful world when he's in it. Yeah, this is DJLC on radio.vindicating.edu, and next we have celebrity gossip. And to start off, Angelina Jolie got a double mastectomy so that, you know, she wouldn't get cancer. And she's under a lot of criticism for this, and I don't understand why. Like, there's half these people criticizing her are saying, oh, why did she get her boobs taken off? It's a bunch of men, really. I mean, let's get honest. It's men saying this. Like, oh, what a waste of boobs, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you spill more sexist idiocracy in the world, you D-bags? Oh, this is so... And then the other half is criticizing her because she has money and because she did this. Somehow she's wrong because she has money to do this for herself? I don't understand. Like, people criticize her, oh, she got a treatment because she has the money to do it. So because she has the money to do it, she shouldn't get the treatment? That doesn't make sense. She did what she felt was right, and she did the right thing. Otherwise, she would have gotten cancer, maybe died, left her kids. Like, what? What is going on with this world?
Jealousy.
I mean, I agree other people should be able to afford it, but just because she can and you can't doesn't mean she shouldn't get it. I mean, I usually don't care about Angelina Jolie, whatever, but what? Like, she did the right thing. I mean, when if you had the chance, wouldn't you?
Definitely.
And these people, they're sexist. Oh, they're sexist BS. oh, a bunch of boobs gone to waste. Oh, well, you're a mind gone to waste. I hate people like that. People sometimes are really disgusting. I hate it. And then David Beckham is retiring from soccer. And this made me think, hasn't he been retired for like 5 years now? Like, really? I know he got paid a bunch of money to go to LA Galaxies where he did nothing because he got benched for an injury. And then he hasn't done anything since. I think he went to like Miami or something. I don't know. I know he got traded, but then I haven't. He's not like he was. He should have retired a long time ago. That's that. And then some guy named Wade Robinson is now claiming that Michael Jackson sexually abused him. And, you know, I honestly believed Michael Jackson sexually abused children, but he's been dead. Like, let a dead horse lie. Like, what are you going to get out of it? You just want money. That's all you want. Why didn't you come to this sooner? I just feel like it is just, I don't know. I don't even have words for it. Because I don't know how I feel about it. Because on one hand, it's like, oh, it's never too late. You know, stand up for yourself. But on the other hand, it's like, he's dead. You're not going to get justice for it. You're just going to get money. Will that really make you feel better? Yes. Man. And then Bill Hader from SNL is leaving SNL. And that is, like, within the past year, Kristen Wiig, Andy Samberg, and now Bill Hader. And that's so sad. Those are three really good comedians. And I know they'll probably go on to do other things, but, like, SNL, like, that's why you tune in. You tune in for your favorites. And those are some favorites that are leaving. And next, our biggest topic, Farrah Abrams. What do you feel about this?
She's ridiculous. Hands down.
She needs to stop. She had a pregnancy scare, and the pregnancy scare was due to her porno, I guess. And so she was claiming that she might be pregnant with the porn star James Dean's child. But that was just a scare, I guess. He claims that it was just for publicity that she even said that.
She kind of agree with him.
She says he has a small penis. So. And then this model named Chrissy Teigen, called her a whore online. And I guess she got a lot of criticism for it, but she's standing by it. She's like, yep, basically, I don't really care. I still think Farrah is a whore. So. And then the bikini that she was wearing in her sex tape is being sold.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Would buy it?
Like, my little topic thing here, it says sex tape bikini for sale. Like, how much do you think it'll go for?
Hopefully nothing.
But, okay, that I kind of thought the same thing about her tape. Because it's like, first off, it got leaked. And second off, it's Farrah, so who cares? But that went for under $1 million, so... This, I feel like it's gonna...
It'll probably go up there.
Yeah, I think it's gonna get to $1 million at least. Which is gross. Why would you want her a bikini? Ew.
Why would she be selling it?
I know. Because she wants attention.
That's the main reason. I mean...
And if you are into porn parties, good news for you. She's hosting one May 31st through June 2nd.
In Florida.
But this makes me wonder, like, where is her daughter? Where's Sophia? Like, is she just going to be there too?
I also heard she wants Sophia to watch the porn.
What?
Yep.
The article that you read, what did it say about that?
I didn't read the article. I just read the headline.
Was it, like, too much? Like, oh, not even go there.
Yes. I read it and I was like, okay, that's enough information for me.
Oh my goodness. This chick is crazy. And then apparently she dissed another teen mom who was on the same season as her. I guess Caitlin is her name. And she was one of the ones that gave her daughter up for adoption. And Caitlin, I guess, saw some of the porn video and said that Farrah sounds like a horse. And so Farrah in return said, you're jealous and you're fat.
Yeah.
But I don't really, like, why would anyone be jealous of Farrah, honestly? Like, that's the last person I'm going to be jealous of. There's a lot of people to be jealous of, but Farrah Abrams is not one of them. And I'm pretty sure Caitlyn does not care about you, Farrah Abrams. First off, she doesn't have to take care of a baby. She's like, you know, doing what she's still acting her age. She doesn't have to grow up. And she has a fiance. What are you doing? You're doing porn. Good job, Farrah. In lieu of this, Farrah Abrams says she wants to be a role model. Well,
for who? Other porn stars?
You are doing a good job, Farrah. Man, because every little girl inspires to be a porn star. Actually, that one girl on Preacher's Daughter does.
Yes.
So, maybe I should hold my tongue.
I mean, there's probably a couple out there, but the majority does not.
Don't wish to be porn stars, Farrah. And she is going to move to LA soon.
Awesome. Closer to us.
And she's going to be on, she has her own reality show.
Oh my God.
Like, this is going to be right up there with What Would Ryan Lochte Do?
I'm pretty sure this surpasses that.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to be like back-to-back shows.
Oh God.
Maybe her and Ryan could end up like being together. How perfect would that be? They could have a joint show.
They should.
What Would Ryan Lochte Do with Backdoor Teen Mom?
Oh. Poor Sophia. I feel bad for her daughter.
I hope Sophia grows up and is embarrassed by her mom. Like, more than, like, you know, normal embarrassment for a parent. Yeah, I hope that happens.
I don't wish that upon her, because...
I wish that upon Farrah, though.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like, I hope Farrah sees that, like, wow, I'm really embarrassing my daughter.
Like, I'm ridiculous.
I mean, on the show, Farrah seemed semi-normal. She seemed like a spoiled brat, but she seemed semi-normal. And her mom seemed like the crazy one. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's like, whew, your mom is a saint compared to you. Oof. She's a mess, Farrah. Like, who tweeted about her, Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, James Dean.
The porn star. Who she's like... You know, kind
dissing.
Of. Yeah, dissing. Tweeted that Farrah Abrams makes him miss Lindsay Lohan.
Says something.
Which is amazing. Oh, that should be like her biography.
In her next book, she'll put that in.
And while she's in LA, she plans to buy a $3.3 million house.
Right next to Justin. Have fun, Justin.
On my notes, I put doll hairs. $3.3 million doll hairs for a house. I counted them myself. It's $3.3 million doll hairs.
Could you imagine?
That'd be a lot of doll hairs.
That'd be a lot of counting.
That would. But yeah, 3.3. Okay, I'm wondering where she got this money.
That's what I was thinking.
Because I don't think they give her that much for Teen Mom when she was on it. And then she only got just under $1 million for the porn.
Maybe she's getting a lot for this reality show that's not going to go more than
a
season.
But I don't feel like they'd pay her up front. Like, they're going to pay her as they go. And reality stars don't get paid as much as, like, TV stars. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering where she's getting this money.
I mean, she's been on Teen Mom for, like, 3 years.
Yeah, and she had that pizza...
Yeah, she's made pizza sauce. She's made a book.
That's
true. She's written a book.
That's true, I guess.
What else? Oh, she took pole dancing lessons. She might become a stripper. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot about her long resume of things she does. Yeah.
She's done a lot with her life.
She is also, like, she's just talking loads of mess about this James Dean, and then she's saying that he really just wants to date her, and he's like, ew, no. Which is funny, like, when a porn star won't date you, like, I feel like that's saying something.
Yeah.
And then she is going to be at a porn convention. I didn't even know they had conventions for porn. I mean, I guess it shouldn't surprise me. They have conventions for everything else. But I just didn't know they had a porn convention. I wonder if, like, people will go just to meet her.
She was in Sonoma County this, like, earlier this year.
You could have met her.
She went to Petaluma High School.
You could have met her.
We both could have.
Ew, no, I'm good.
I would never want to.
Actually, I kind of would just be like, yeah, I met her. She's totally crazy.
She's just how she acts.
I bet she's really, like, not so smart either.
She doesn't look smart. She doesn't act smart.
She doesn't talk very smart. I mean, if you watch the show, you're like, really?
Yeah.
I just, like, popped in my head. But I don't know if you saw that episode of Teen Mom where her dad comes down to Florida.
Oh, yes.
And then he's,
yes,
like, talking about moving there. And then when she's talking to him, she, like, bites out the bridge, like, good for you, Michael.
Yeah. I like how she calls her dad Michael.
That's so disrespectful.
It is.
And, like, that's
it's
her.
It's funny.
And, like, she says she calls him that because she has no respect for him. And it's, he's, like, the sanest one there.
Definitely.
And when she was asked why she lost respect for him, she doesn't know why. She just doesn't have respect for him. Like, what a little brat. I'd punch her if I was him. No, I wouldn't, because I get arrested, but. But this leads me to my next musical break with, oh, yep, okay. Because the R5 concert is this Saturday, I decided to play some R5 on the show. So, I will be playing that. But then after that, I have continuation of Celebrity Gossip, Cash or Crash, and the final goodbyes. So, I lost my iTunes. There it is. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this is What Do I Have to Do by R5.
Listen, you've got them all hypnotized, dragging them round by the eyes. Oh, they lined up shoulder to shoulder, like dominoes. You keep knocking them over, and all the fools got diamond rings just waiting for you. And I can't fool myself, but both know it's true. 'Cause you walk into the room, girl, you know you got it. Baby, look around, you got a lot of options.
R5 with What Do I Have to Do. I'm pretty excited for the concert.
I am so excited.
Anyways, R5, What Do You Have to Do? This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. Edu. And if you're just turning in, you missed part of the celebrity gossip, including Farrah Abrams and her mess of a life. TV shows, movies, and yeah. Now we're back with more celebrity gossip. And Hilary Duff has confirmed that she's going to be the judge on the next X Factor. And I know you're a big Hilary Duff fan, or were at least, so are you excited?
I am excited.
I feel like she'll actually do a really good job.
Yeah. She'll be a really good mentor, like, I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty a big fan, but not as big fan as Cuddy was.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely a big fan.
I definitely didn't go to her
fan.
Concert or have a poster.
I had a poster of her in my room until I was 17, because I never took it down.
Yep, never had a poster of her.
I'm not going to lie.
I've only had one of her CDs, too.
I had
the Metamorphosis one.
Ooh, I love that one. That one was a good one.
Yeah, it was. So she's going to be X Factor judge. So that means, Justin Bieber or Selena Gomez is going to get it. Or were they for Idol?
They were for American Idol.
Oh, so we still got a chance, especially since Randy Jackson is not coming back to American Idol. So, P. Diddy, his car was pulled over at gunpoint after a call was made that two men in the car had guns, and Sean Combs, which is P. Diddy, was not in the car at the time. And there's pictures, and they have the men on the ground, and there's guns, really large guns pointed at them. And I guess they searched the car, and there was no guns. So, I don't know. Maybe this is the new swatting thing. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't.
It's where the people were calling in, saying that celebrity houses had hostages in them, and the celebrities usually weren't home. But it happened to Rihanna and Chris Brown. It happened to a bunch of celebrities. And so then the SWAT team would go in, and then no one would be there. Or their house cleaners would be there and be like, oh, I swear nothing's happening here.
That's strange.
So it's like a prank, and it's been going on for a while. And maybe this is the new thing of that. Because the guys didn't have anything bad on them, and they were just driving. So that's what I think. I think it might be a new prank thing. And Demi Lovato got a new tattoo, and this is only news because I remember at the beginning of this year, school year, so around August or so, she was complaining that she regretted her tattoos and that she thought a lot of them were stupid. So what does she do? She gets more stupid tattoos. I just am annoyed with that. I don't know. Maybe she just annoys me a little because of the X Factor thing. So
I feel like you just don't like Demi Lovato.
No.
It's not the fact that you don't like her, but you don't like her. Do you understand?
Yeah, I kind of understand that. I like her music, and I like some of the things she stands up for.
It's not that swimmer, Ryan Lochner.
Oh,
it's not
God.
That you don't like him like that, but you don't like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I like her. I like a lot of her music. And I like the things she stands for. But she's kind of annoying.
I feel you don't like her as a person, but you like her music and what she stands for. That
I don't like her as a person. I know her.
But you know what I mean?
I don't like her on X Factor, that's for sure. She is a crappy mentor. Real bad.
That's why I'm excited for Hilary Duff.
But Demi Lovato's on there, too.
I know. Simon, Demi, Hilary.
And one more other person. Because L.A. Reid's on the back, right?
No, he's not. And yeah. Britney's not either.
And I think this is the biggest news we have. There's no news about Justin.
he's been a good for a week.
Yeah,
what?
I know.
That's news.
That is news. I was typing this up, and I was like, is there anything on Justin Bieber? And we both
We looked. I searched for a while.
We both stopped what we're doing, no, we haven't heard anything about Justin Bieber. what?
I mean, the only thing was that someone stole some of his stuff at one of his concerts. But that doesn't have to do with Justin. That's just someone else doing something.
I mean, how long is this semester? 15 weeks?
Yes.
He's been messing up, doing strange things for 15 weeks.
Yeah, because this is the 16th week.
He stops. Just randomly stops. That's a big news in itself.
It really is.
He says, wow, he took a week off of being an idiot. But in One Direction news, okay, last week they said 6 days we're having a One Direction big announcement. And, okay, 6 days from last Thursday is...
Wednesday.
No, it's Tuesday. Because from Thursday to Thursday is 8 days. So it'd be Tuesday. So Tuesday rolls around, nothing. And they're like, oh, we're going to announce it Thursday. So that's 8 days. So first off, your counting's off. And then a lot of people from, like, America stayed up to, like, 5 in the morning or got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to listen to this announcement.
Ridiculous.
And it's even better when you actually figure out what the announcement is. The announcement is that they're going to have an arena tour, which is exciting because that's, like, that's way bigger than
any
these
venues that they're
having. Venues. That's the word. I couldn't think of the venues. Yeah, that's way bigger. That's, like, 60...
Like, the one in London holds 90,000 people.
90,000. So, yeah, they're having an arena tour, and they're starting off in South America, which I guess. Did I not say that last week?
You did.
And you know where I got that from?
From Tumblr.
That blog. Oh, man. That just, like, really put my faith in that blog. Because they were telling me things, and I was like, maybe, maybe not. Bam. I know. Anyways. Yeah, so South American, they're going to South America first. And this, because they had this announcement, they had, like, a press conference, and then they had, like, a photo shoot on Wembley. Well, that's what it's called, right?
Yes.
Stadium.
Yes.
And they had, like, all, they, like, switched jerseys to all the South American countries that they're going to. Well, all the countries that they're going to, they had jerseys for, like, soccer
not
jerseys.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Most of them. I wasn't trying to say that, like, snarky, but, like, had them. And...
Because you have London's and I have Scotland's.
No, this is Ireland's.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah, so they have, like, all the jerseys. And, oh, my goodness, they look so good in the jersey. And there's all these pictures out. And then they, like, had a little video of them.
Of them changing.
Of them changing. And that's all I've ever wanted was them shirtless. That's all amazing. I ever want. That could have been the big announcement. They could have been like, oh, we're having, like, a... shirtless calendar coming out, and I would have been like in tears of joy, like, yes, finally, that's all I've ever wanted in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's just so many photos, and I was just like overwhelmed because I got up like 9:30, got online, and it was like right away all of it, and it was just too much, and I was overwhelmed, and I like was making weird noises.
And I didn't go on my computer. I was like, oh, I'm just going to lay here. And then she's like, no, you have to look at these.
It was so, it's so good. It's
they
so
were,
good.
They're amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
Especially them in the Scotland jerseys. That is a good
photo.
Oh,
they are a good jersey because they're like super fitting.
Yeah.
Oh, super fitting all the right areas, like the biceps and the chest and just everything I want. I need to calm down. I'm getting excited. I could like talk. Oh, they're beautiful. They are beautiful, crafted by the hands
and
of God.
And at the meeting that they were at,
oh, they look so good. like
ridiculously
their press conference.
Good.
They looked so good, and there's so many pictures of them from there too. And just
And Niall was so excited.
Oh, he was.
He was literally bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, they're really excited for it, and it's just like. You go. I remember when no one even knew you.
Tweeted like 20 times about the same thing.
Yeah. Like how exciting for them. I'm so proud because I knew about them before everyone else in America basically did. And I'm just really proud of myself.
Of yourself?
I meant them, but myself too for finding them. They're so amazing.
I was like, what have you done?
I supported them from afar. And up close. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay.
This is who I have to live with.
You should be lucky. And then, this really upset me, honestly.
No. This is really funny. Glad I found
it. Who said it?
A psychologist.
Psychologist apparently have said that people...
They've said it to Harry.
People only find Harry Styles attractive because he has the most average face.
You should see her face.
Average? If you call a face crafted by God average. Like, I'm offended for him. His face is far from average. God, it's beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. Like, how can you not be offended by that? I mean, if anything, it's perfect. It's actually scientifically perfect. Like, it's perfectly symmetrical almost. I mean, nothing is perfect, but it's, like, pretty close to perfectly symmetrical.
It's scientifically perfect, so.
But yeah. But, I mean, Harry's was crafted by God, so can't compete with that. And then on to more One Direction news. Liam Payne was in a almost bar fight. Yes, I said it. A boy bander was in an almost bar fight. I guess he was at a bar. It's called Funky Buddha. He always goes there.
Yes, he does.
He's always there. He might as well live there.
It's his place.
And there was some footballers, soccer players, basically. They were there, like pro soccer players.
Four of them.
And they were harassing a waitress and like
pulling her hair.
Yeah, they were like pulling her hair. And so he like got up and was like, excuse me? And like stood up for her. And it's just like, yes, Liam, yes. I'm like, he's newly single and just, oh, yes. And yeah, I guess he was about to fight him. Because I mean, he used to do boxing a lot.
And he's got really nice arms.
Oh, he does. And he's strong.
And his back is really broad and muscular. And
he's strong.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking about that video where he like is holding himself up on that pole. That takes strength.
And then holding Niall with one hand.
Yeah.
Like completely off the ground.
Yeah. He's pretty strong. And like, man, it'd been better if he did fight them. Because then how embarrassing would that be for the soccer players? Like, oh, yeah, I got beat up by someone from One Direction. Yeah. Liam Payne bar fight. Oh, I would have been a fly on that wall. I'd been happy. I would be happy as a fly on a lot of walls, actually. I would also sell my soul for a couple of text messages. But that's a different story.
I forgot we talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Those text messages. But in last news, R5, and I'm only having this here because R5 is 2 days away, 48 hours away. How exciting.
So exciting.
And Cotty has been working nonstop for the past like 2 days because I had my last final at 3:15 on yesterday, and I come home I was going to say Wednesday because it feels like Friday today.
Yeah, it does.
And she was working on a drawing, and it took her like 3 hours to draw it, but it was so good. And
it's the one that's not in the band because there's five in the band and then the manager, which is another sibling.
And she drew him first, and it turned out so good. And then she went on to Ross, and I mean, you can't capture perfection on paper, but she tried. And she did a decently job, but she spent like half the time complaining about the drawing. The eyes don't look right. The eyes look like demons. Clearly you've never seen a show with demons on it or movies, because that did not look like a demon.
Okay, it was scary looking, and then he looked like a Sesame Street character.
That's because you didn't. That's cause all you had was the eyes and the eyebrows. When you finished the face, it was good.
The eyes are still, there's something wrong with the eyes, but I mean, it looks like Ross.
Yeah, it does. It's good. I like it.
That's all I can see.
And so, yeah, she has like two more now?
Yeah, because I'm working on Ratliff or Ellington, and I did Rydell earlier. And so then I'll have Rocky and Riker.
Did you hear me? Did you hear me boop?
No, I didn't.
And you're like, boop.
You said it too quietly.
I heard it in my headphones, but you just were talking, so you didn't hear it.
Yes. Okay. So on this, I'm going to change the subject real fast.
To what?
To booping. And okay. So this
not pooping. Booping with a boo. With a B.
With the boo. So there's this episode of Austin Alley. Long story short, Austin boops Allie's nose.
And then she's like, don't boop my nose.
And yeah. So I was thinking about this episode yesterday for some odd reason. And then I go to the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
And I'm thinking about it. And then I hear this boop. Boop, boop, and I'm like, what? Like, is that in my head? Am I going crazy? And then I sat there and I was like, It's her. She's booping Harry's nose. She did it like 10 times. And then I get out of the bathroom and I'm
the first thing she says, she's like, I heard you booping his nose. Because there's like this picture that's like right next to my bed. And like, I was just thinking about
one picture right next to your bed. Understatement.
There's one picture.
Yes, just one picture. And I was just thinking wall.
About how much fun it'd be to boop their noses. So I just like, boop, boop. And then I was like switching up like, boop, boop, boop. If you could like walk down the line of One Direction, like boop, 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 boop. Like you can make a song out of it.
I mean, if they did like booping in like different tones, we could make one of their songs.
Oh, like if my we gosh, did it,
like if could. We had five people, and I was thinking about this yesterday when you're like, why don't we just line them up and boop their nose? And I was like, if they did different tones, we could make one of their songs.
That's really smart. Yeah, I think it just sounds really fun to boop someone's nose. Someone famous though, so they're kind of like, what?
Don't like, boop my nose.
Boop. Yeah. But back to R5.
Yeah.
2 days. Doors open at 6. We're gonna be there all day.
What time are we leaving?
I don't even know yet.
I'm down to leave at 5 in the morning.
I'm not. If the sun's 6? Not up, I'm not up.
The sun's up by like 6.
Well, it's not gonna happen either. I'm not gonna get up at 6 to go. We can get up at like 9.
Why not be like Austin and Allie? I'm not saying spend the night there, but we could wait 13 hours. I mean, they did.
I don't care. I'm not Austin and Allie.
It's for Austin, though.
No, it's not. It's for Ross.
Same.
No, person. It's not. Pet peeve, pet peeve, pet peeve. Actors are not the characters.
Okay, it's for Ross.
It's true. But I'm still not going to do it. For Harry, maybe. Ross, no. Definitely not.
Ross is number 2 on your list.
Oh, I don't care. Okay. It's Harry here, Ross here, and then everyone else down here. So it doesn't matter. And then, oh, I forgot to think about this. Okay. So Cash or Crash?
I'm letting you go first.
Oh my gosh. Can you just go first on just like the Cash part? Because I have to think still.
One Direction.
Oh, okay. Oh, I have to explain it though. Cash or Crash? We're going to pick a celebrity that had the best week and a celebrity that had the first week. So you say One Direction.
For the best.
I'm going to say Angelina Jolie.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So what's your crash?
Farrah.
Oh, I was doing the same thing. She.
I feel like she's had bad weeks for weeks on end.
But so. I feel like she doesn't feel like they're bad weeks. I feel like she thinks they're good weeks.
But they're bad.
That's true. That's true. So, yeah, that's Cash or Crash right there. I mean, One Direction definitely had a good week just because of today.
And I feel like it was better for the fans. I feel like they have a good
life. I feel like they have a good life.
Yeah.
Like, they can just wake up in the morning and look at themselves and just, bam, that makes a good day right there.
It should if it doesn't.
Yeah. So, that is fine. That is it. That's the end of the show. And I will not be back next week or the week after that 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 or the week after that. Basically until sometime in August next semester. Because it's summertime in the city. I started singing Summertime, but then I thought of Summer Love by One Direction. And I don't know how that happened, but it didn't even turn out like any of the songs I was thinking about. Yeah, so I'm going to leave you with a summertime vacation song. The summer song. And it is, in fact, by Ross Lynch as Austin Moon. It's totally from Austin and Allie. And it has 5 plays. Because I listened to Austin and Allie CD. Because here's the thing. Me and Cotty, we got the Austin and Allie CD. So if it was a song in Austin and Allie.
We got it.
We have it.
I searched for that CD for a while. It was behind Selena Gomez.
Yep. So this is the summer song because it's summertime. And this is Goodbye.